It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A University of Colorado pulmonologist says to save lives, health professionals need more equipment and for Colorado to take the pandemic seriously. Dr. Mark Moss says the state cannot afford to overwhelm the hospital system.
My colleagues are working as hard as they can under stressful conditions to save the lives of your friends, your family members, and even maybe you.
He says he's seeing healthcare professionals who are testing positive for COVID-19 and that underscores the need for personal protective equipment and for people to practice physical distancing. An inmate at Denver's downtown detention center is tested positive for coronavirus. The Denver Joint Information Center says the inmate has been isolated in a medical unit and is being treated by Denver Health medical staff. They said the housing unit where the inmate was being held has been cleaned. Large trucks hauling freight are now allowed on Colorado's interstates during rush hour. CPR's Kate Schimmel reports.
The state's Transportation Commission voted this week to lift restrictions on large trucks driving through cities at high traffic times. The emergency rule applies to trucks hauling multiple trailers of freight. It will be in effect for 4 months unless the commission votes to extend or shorten it. CDOT says the move is supposed to help the overtaxed trucking industry and make sure necessary supplies get to their destination. They say it's safe because traffic has dropped by 40% to 60%. I'm Kate Schimmel, CPR News.
A conservation group has partnered with a Southwest Colorado rancher to help protect habitat for bighorn sheep. J. Paul Brown says he waived his grazing permit on more than 11,000 acres northeast of Durango in the agreement with the National Wildlife Federation.
It was kind of a win-win, win for the bighorns, win for National Wildlife Federation, and it was good for us too.
Brown grazes domestic sheep, which can carry pathogens that are deadly to bighorn sheep. The National Wildlife Federation has a program to compensate ranchers for giving up grazing rights on some areas throughout the West. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a plan for maintaining populations of mountain lions in western parts of the state. The plan sets a goal of hunting 430 mountain lions. Current limits are higher than that. The plan also aims to create a special management area near Glenwood Springs to deal with a rise in conflicts between lions and humans. There. The public can comment on the plan until April 12th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.